With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. School districts in the Northwoods want to see the school funding formula change. Several district administrators spoke up during the budget hearing held in Rhinelander this week. WXPR's Katie Thorson shares what they'd like to see happen and what Governor Evers' budget proposal calls for.
Rhinelander School District's Hodag Dome was a main draw for the Joint Committee on Finance to hold the budget hearing in Rhinelander.
This is probably the most unique setting that we've ever held a public hearing at, which is kind of pretty cool. So,
Rhinelander School Board Foundation President Dave Heck says the dome has already been a great addition to the community and the state, but he wants the state to reciprocate.
We've had tremendous interest and benefit from multiple schools and communities across the state to utilize the Hodag Dome, and it's been a fantastic collaboration. Yet, as excited as we are for the Hodag Dome for the entire state, a comment is also the funding formula is not fair and equal to the entire state.
The sentiment that the school funding formula is broken was shared by many district representatives that spoke during Wednesday's budget hearing. Nearly half of funding for public schools in Wisconsin comes from local property taxes. But to make sure that schools in areas with low property values get proper funding, places that are considered property rich don't get as much state aid in an attempt to balance it out. Northland Pines District Administrator Scott Foster says that doesn't work for the Northwoods.
In the world of school finance, Northland Pines is considered property rich, and we are reaching the point of zero state aid. When some hear property rich, they think we don't have to worry about school finance, but that's not as the case.
Many districts in the area are now depending on voters to pass referendums to just maintain their current operational funding. As Tomahawk and Elko school districts found out this spring when their referendums failed, that's not a reliable funding option. Governor Tony Evers' budget proposal calls for $1.6 billion for K-12 education in the state, with more than $600 million going to general aid for schools. Foster and other administrators also called for increase in special education, transportation, and sparsity aid funding.
All the dollars you put towards education are not expenses. They're investment in our students and our state's future.
For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
The Joint Committee on Finance has one more virtual budget hearing planned for next Wednesday. After the hearing, the Budget Committee will hold agency briefings before taking votes on making changes to Evers' budget plan before the full legislature votes on it sometime this summer. A new business is moving into a downtown Rhinelander storefront, but rather than one business, it will be a collection of entrepreneurs, remote workers, and startups. Joseph Phelan is the owner of Northwoods Co-Working. He originally rented the space on Davenport Street for his own travel business. When he realized he didn't need all that space for himself, he decided to open it to others. Phelan says putting the business in downtown Rhinelander was a no-brainer.
Downtown is awesome. So again, if you're going to be a co-working space, then go to one of the restaurants or go pick up a cupcake we got coffee shops, and oh my gosh, if you need your haircut while you're down here, like, just go do it. Like, it's all here.
There will be spaces for people who need a home base to work out of longer term, as well as an area for people that just need to use it occasionally. Phelan says it's always been a dream of his to open co-working spaces.
Of just having space for people to work. So entrepreneurs, startups, digital nomads, they can get out and at a really low level get into starting a business or just getting their work done.
Phelan says it will be a membership system. Northwoods Co-Working will open in May. We have a link with more information on our website, WXPR.org. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is starting to use Vaccine Finder as a way for people to find vaccine available near them. This will replace the DHS map of vaccine providers. The online tool lets you search for vaccines by location and type. DHS Deputy Secretary Julie Willems-Van Dyke says this will be especially helpful for 16 and 17-year-olds.
Because the Pfizer vaccine is the only one authorized for use with 16 and 17-year-olds, the ability to search specifically for Pfizer will be especially helpful for families looking to vaccinate their eligible teen.
We have a link to the Vaccine Finder at our website, WXPR.org. Nearly 30% of Wisconsin's population is fully vaccinated. Members of the Marathon County Diversity Affairs Commission held a town hall-style meeting about the proposed Community for All resolution. Commission Chair Yi Leng Zhang said he wants to clear up misconceptions such as the measure has a hidden political agenda.
It was- was not meant to be controversial at all. It was meant to make Marathon County, to basically declaring Marathon County a community that's welcoming for everyone.
Zhang says for many who have not experienced racism or hate based on things like skin color, gender orientation, or nationality, it may not seem like an important thing. But for those who have, it's reassurance that they are welcome as they are. Zhang says the statement is already a part of the county's comprehensive plan.
There's some people that don't read the comprehensive plan, so they don't know about this. This is a statement allowing and reaffirming our commitment to our community as well.
Zhang says the commission called the meeting because they wanted to better inform the public while also connecting with those who have stories to tell.
One, we want to clarify any misunderstanding. Two, hear back from the community about their concerns. And also three, hear back from community members who are from the marginalized community who has stories to share about their experience of being unwelcome in this community here.
Thursday's town hall was held at the Whitewater Music Hall's outdoor beer garden. The resolution was originally sent back to the commission by the full county board in January. The commission will consider a revised version next Wednesday. Our forecast, partly sunny today, a chance of showers late with a high near 53. Mostly cloudy tonight, a slight chance of showers and a low around 35. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.